having a conversation with somebody that was very good, and it pertained to my views on non-conventional relationships, in particular the avenue of polyamory. And no, it's not polygamy. You know, polygamy people, those are the cults that created, okay? That's when a guy says, hey, I want to have as many women as possible, so I'm going to create this fucking cult, and I'm just going to have a bunch of women, and I'm the only guy. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the idea of being in love with multiple people. Wow, that's crazy. How can you even think that? Well, I think there's a couple of angles that I believe in this topic are very interesting, because logically, I think through things very logically, meaning that I try to put it from a perspective of, this is something that either myself or many others around me and other people that I've met have had an experience in, right? And you're saying, oh, polyamorous? No, I've never had that. That's disgusting, gross. And I'm saying to myself, well, how about this? If you haven't had a situation where you were in love with somebody, but you still love somebody else, or you were in a marriage or a relationship or some sort of a connection where someone else was on your mind, guess what? You have the ability to be polyamorous, or you already have the feeling of you can love this person in front of you and care for them, but gosh, it's totally different than what I had with this person in the past. Many of us know somebody like that. We know people that are married that still love a former partner. We still have people that have moved on from their relationships and still love their partner, and so on and so forth. Or they fall in love with somebody else, but they don't want to leave their current partner. That is so common within our society. It really is. And I'm not saying that, you know, the funny thing about it is when you talk to people that are automatically, when you say something that is not traditional, they're thinking, oh, you're trying to have a sex party. Don't get me wrong. As a guy, I could be very transactional about sex, be very casual. But deep down, I do believe in that concept of polyamory. I've always have. I think as I get older, I think I've always believed in that. And because the greatest example that I was given by somebody was that actively lived in that lifestyle was, just imagine you having multiple kids. You can't, for many of us, I don't have multiple kids, but if I did, I think I would love them, but I will also know that their personalities will be different. Just like I have Jazz right now and I love her, but if I have a second child, which I don't think so, but if I ever was to have one, it will probably be a whole different experience than what I'm having with Jazz. But I still love them. I still would love them so much, but it'd just be a little bit different, right? Because Jazlyn will be a different person than the little child. And I talk, when I talk to people about this, that's when they truly understand it. They're like, okay, that makes sense. But when it comes to sharing that love with other people, or your partner sharing that love with other people, that's when people get very territorial. Like the ego kicks in for a lot of people. Like, how dare you think that I'm not good enough for you for you to even entertain someone else? And that is something that, gosh, I wish many people. Look, I'm not saying that there's some people out there that are strictly monogamous. They're happy with one person and that's it. I believe there are people are built that way, but then there's also people that are built in the way that I just described about polyamory, because in some way we practice that. We do. Like, we know situations when we're at the workplace and we know that one of your coworkers is in a work relationship of some sort with another coworker, but they're married. They go home to their wives or husbands. I've seen it all the time in my workplace, all of my workplaces. I've seen it in some way, shape, or form. And it's just part of who we are as humans, that when we interact with people and we're attracted to people, but then we have a connection, emotional connection, then you want to, not necessarily curious, but you want to share all of that. Like, in a perfect world, many people would like to have, especially men, would like to have the wife, the mistress, and the whore. And that's something that, but unfortunately, because women are not accepting of that, And conversely, there's women out there that wish they could Frankenstein four or five guys. Like, man, I wish I had this guy. I wish I had this guy. I wish I had this guy. A little bit of everything. And it's not trying to deny that the main person that you're with. That's always been, when I thought about this concept of polyamory, right? I just said, well, I could definitely dig it. Okay. I could be somebody's second or third option, or somebody that is connected to them in an emotional and intimate way, but I'm not prioritized as the person that they're married to, right? Or someone that they're in a relationship with. So I was okay with that because I understand that not one person should bring it all to the table. Like, I know there are things about me that I don't bring to the table that women want to experience in the level of a connection. So why would I deprive them of that if it's something they need in their life and they desire in their life? Now, there's some people that would say, well, I don't care because I have you, so I'll adapt to you, and that's okay. But if you have a trust, if you have history, what is stopping you from that? And I feel that when it comes to those dynamics of polyamory, a lot of times those folks have been together for a while. There's enough of a trust there where they've been married, they have kids, finances are all tied up together, and they just get to a point of, or one of them gets to a point of, like, look, like, I'm not built. I'm getting bored, or it's just not cutting it for me. I don't know what to describe it, but people get to that point in their marriage or relationships where they say, you know what, man, I need to mix it up here a little bit. And for every relationship, it's different because everyone has different tolerance levels. They do. And I can only speak for myself on this, but I know that I'm totally comfortable if I was to be in a polyamorous relationship, as long as the other person is not spending more time with someone else, meaning they're prioritizing time with us, then I'm good. So if you want to go ahead and make plans to see somebody or date somebody when I'm busy being a dad, that's okay with me. As long as you check in with me, everything is safe, you're good, I'm good. And it sounds crazy to people because why don't you feel that way? And I've always been that way since I was young. Like, ever since I was in my first relationship, I was told, you know, I was like, go, because I didn't care. I wasn't jealous enough and I was too boring. I was too nice. I was not jealous enough and boring. And I'm saying, okay, well, I'm treating you respectfully. I'm, you know, doing all these things that women always talk about wanting to experience with a partner. And it wasn't enough for her. And I wasn't jealous, but she didn't want to share that with me. She wanted to share exclusively with somebody else. I guess for me, is playing basketball helps me understand the concept of roles. Some roles are important than others, but they're still needed in the function of winning. And I think when it comes to the concept of polyamory, that's what it is that I'm not going to be, for example, if I'm dating somebody that is already married but is polyamorous, I'm not going to be the main star. I'm not going to get the most touches on the court. I'm not going to get to shoot the ball, but I'll be able to come in from time to time and play defense. I'll be able to come in from time to time and do some good things. But unfortunately, what happens is people, the complications with polyamory is that they don't know their place in the relationship, or they're not happy with their position. They'll catch feelings. They'll go ahead and say, you know what? I'm tired of being the weekend guy. I want to see you more. I want to spend more time with you. You have to leave your husband. You have to do this, or you have to leave your wife. And that's not what it's about. Like, you're already going into the understanding that this person is married is not going anywhere. Even when I would date women behind the scenes that were married, like, I knew that they didn't want to leave their husband. They were just unhappy. But they weren't going to leave the house. They didn't want to leave the routine, the family and the history and all that. They didn't want to do that. I understood that. You know, that's why I had no problems being in the background or being whatever it is they wanted me to be. I'm like, I'm cool. You know, I mean, ideally, I would like to have a relationship, but women don't accept that idea that I just talked about. They don't. And that's the part, that's a big obstacle for me, because it's not that I'm, and I was telling this to somebody today, it's not that I'm saying that we go into it with this idea of, okay, let's find two or three other people. It's more of once we go on our journey and let's just say I fall in love with a coworker. Let's just say I fall in love with a neighbor. Let's say I fall in love with a friend or somebody from my past comes around and wants to rekindle something. And I feel the same way about it. I would like to entertain that. I would like to just because I feel I have the capacity to love multiple people. Now, the time that they get will be different. The priority that they get will be different. But that is something that you talk about before you go into it. But it's not for everybody. And I get it. Because everyone, what I run into a lot of times is people are very territorial. Like the concept of another woman or another man engaging with your partner and sharing that heart space is something that drives you up the wall. That ego, that insecurity of you feeling like that person, how can that person be give something that I can't give? And I just revert that back to your ego. Like you think you're everything and anything. And at the end, many times when those same people are in unhappy relationships and always think about somebody else, like, man, whatever happened to her? Man, I miss her. Gosh, I wish I could still be in touch with her. Man, I would like to just talk to her and hang out. So on and so forth. We have those situations. And I think it's a shame that the difference between me and you, if you're a regular vanilla person listening to this, is that I acknowledge those feelings. I acknowledge that reality of myself. And I don't ever want to suppress that. I don't ever want to suppress the concept of if I love somebody, I want to be in touch with them. I want to spend time with them. Heck, it may be intimate. Who knows? But I don't want to deprive myself of that connection. Why? I'm loving you the way I am, and that's not distracting me. I'm not trying to leave you for her. But it's a very hard idea for people to grasp. They can grasp it with kids. They can grasp it with foods, meaning that they could love Italian food and then love Hispanic food, right? They may love Italian more, but gosh, they still need to have that mofongo once in a while. And that's the part where we are depriving ourselves of being a human. We have variety in clothes. We have variety in food. We have variety in what we do. We have variety in so many different things in what we watch. But for whatever reason, when it comes to being with somebody, you have to be this exclusive. You have to turn away. You have to be a certain way. And I get it. There's a lot of good values on that. But I don't think that's being honest or that's a blueprint that I want anybody to think it's the norm. I mean, it is from the outside, but I always look at the stats of divorce rates. Let me look at divorce rates in 2022. Divorce rates in 2022. Divorce rates in 2022. Ba, 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 ba. The national divorce rate in 2022 expected the divorce rate to be at least 44.2%. So you're looking at a little under half of the people that are getting married, 4 out of 10. And then 4 out of 10, out of the 6 that are still married, how many you know that are married that are truly happy? That aren't fucking around with somebody. That aren't flirting with somebody. That aren't doing something that will be considered as cheating. Because cheating is when you step out, not physically, it could be emotionally as well. It's when you're doing stuff behind your partner's back is cheating. If I'm gambling, that's cheating on my partner because I'm hiding that truth. So that's what I'm just accepting, the reality of who we are as people and knowing that, hey, if my partner finds somebody that she loves, okay, well, let's see how this works out. Now, if you're spending more time with him than you are with me, then obviously we're not in an exclusive, like, one-on-one relationship where we're prioritizing each other. So I need to feel that. But if you feel that that's the person you want to love it to, cool. No problem. You cannot control people. People are not properties. People are not a stake. People are not something you own. People are free-minded and free-spirited to do whatever the fuck they want to do. Even if they're in a connection with you, guess what? the variable of change happens. Just like my thoughts now are different than the beginning of this podcast many years ago, just like your thoughts now are different than 5 or 6 years ago. And I'll leave with this, because a lot of the people that are in polyamorous relationships tell me all the same thing. They didn't start out this way. They didn't, because they were just so programmed to think a certain way, to be monogamous, to be exclusive, even though in their mind, they still have feelings for this guy from high school that they know through Facebook, right? I mean, you remember those days where, because of technology, we're able to stay in touch with people even though they're far away. I remember when I liked this girl in a basketball camp. She lived in Texas. I mean, I just, we wrote maybe like one letter to each other and that was it. I was done. You know? So that's the part where I feel people need to understand that you shouldn't shame other people if they have the capacity to love more than one person, because if that's what makes them happy in their relationship, that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. And I want people to just be happy without being judged, without having to worry about what other people think of them. It's like they're not hurting anybody. If everybody is in agreement, if grown adults are in agreement about having a relationship like that, who are we to fucking say that just because you're exclusive and that's all you wanted? Again, people are in polyamorous relationships whether they know it or not. This ain't in my body.